I'm standing outside the home of Will Anderson. His house on the borders of Clapham and Brixton in South London is architecturally unusual, to say the least, in this area, with its ultra-contemporary design next to 1920s red brick and pebble dash buildings. But unlike his neighbours, Will's house is zero carbon, which means that he takes no energy from the national power grid at all, and no gas either. In fact, he's so successful at generating electricity through the photovoltaic panels on his roof that he actually sells quite a lot of it back to the grid. And I'm here to find out just how he's achieved that.
So, here we are looking out to our little back garden. We do harvest rainwater, but we don't use it on the inside because we have very water-efficient appliances and fittings on the inside, so it didn't really make sense. So the rainwater comes off the roof into our lovely pond and into a big tank underneath that cat.
Right. He's sitting on a bench in the sunshine.
Of course.
Yeah.
So that's the garden. Obviously had very ambitious environmental goals, but also we wanted to create a very lovely space to be in. So, you know, we used the two main public spaces quite a lot of glass, which is not brilliant energy-wise, but, you know, we've kind of compensated for that with everything else.
Yeah.
This is our little laundry. And this is the engine room, which is where all the kit is.
Wow.
The red boxes are the inverters, which are the key things in terms of
those red
of
boxes
power.
On the back of the wall there.
Yeah, the red boxes on the back of the wall. They produce, well, they convert what our roof generates. I mean, basically the whole house, all the energy in the house is supplied from power, which we generate on the roof. Provides for everything, including our heating. So these boxes turn the 10-volt DC output of the roof into 240 volts AC, so we can then just feed that into the rest of the house,
right,
and indeed export it. But obviously we generate lots of extra power in the summer, which we export to the grid, and then we buy
back. Can you briefly describe how this heat pump works?
Well, there's a challenge. Actually, it's very simple. It does exactly the same thing as a fridge or a freezer. If you imagine the box inside your fridge is quite cool, the fridge makes it even cooler by taking energy out of it, and you get a warm stream of air out the back of the fridge.
Yeah.
So although you've got a warm air coming out the back of the fridge, it's actually coming from a cold place, because it's just energy, and our experience of energy depends on the relative temperature. So this does the same. It takes energy from a cool place under the ground. So we've got boreholes under the house.
And what's in the boreholes?
It's just water with glycol, it's this stuff.
Right.
So it's just an antifreeze. So it comes up out of the ground at about 10 degrees, which is the kind of stable temperature of the ground all the time. And then it goes back down into the ground at about 6 degrees. So that little temperature difference of 4 degrees means that we're taking energy out of the ground, and we use that energy to provide for our heating. Our total demand and our total generation is around 4,400 kilowatt hours per year. Now, that covers everything, both heating and power. The kind of UK average is something like 26,000.
Right.
So, you know, our demand is so much lower because of the way the house is designed.